When Pylas returned, the girl came with him, shy as ever. Behind her, shuffling and hopping in that queer sideways walk of his, came her fool. On his head was a mock helm fashioned from an old tin bucket, with a rack of deer antlers strapped to the crown and hung with cowbells. With his every lurching step, the bells rang, each with a different voice. Clang-a-dang, bong-dong, ring-a-ling, clong-clong-clong.
"Who comes to see us so early, Pylas?"
Cresson said.
"It's me, and Patches, maester."
Guileless blue eyes blinked at him. Hers was not a pretty face, alas. The child had a Lord Father's square jut of jaw, and her mother's unfortunate ears, along with a disfigurement all her own, the legacy of a bout of grayscale that had almost claimed her in the crib. Across half a cheek and well down her neck, her flesh was stiff and dead, the skin cracked and flaking, mottled black and gray and stony to the touch.
"Pylas said we might see the White Raven."
"Indeed you may,"
Cresson answered, as if he would ever deny her. She had been denied too often in her time. Her name was Shireen. She would be 10 on her next name day, and she was the saddest child that Maester Cresson had ever known.